Good morning. So, we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday. And I was wondering, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving food?
What?
Turkey. Okay. Yeah. The desserts. Anyone else have a favorite Thanksgiving food? Yeah. Dessert. Food, yeah. Anyone like, do you maybe have macaroni and cheese? Anyone have that on Thanksgiving? That is delicious. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds good. Barbecue beans. Yes, Sam? Cranberry sauce. All delicious. I really like the bread. That is one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving. You too, Miles? You too? Well, don't worry. I eat all of it. But I do love the bread. So, we celebrate Thanksgiving because about 400 years ago, there were about 100 English settlers, men and women, and they hopped on a boat. Anyone know what that named? The Mayflower. And they headed across the ocean, and then they landed in Massachusetts. Does anyone remember the name of the rock they landed at? Mm-hmm. What? Plymouth? Yeah, Plymouth Rock. That's right. So they landed there, but they weren't quite ready to live there. They didn't know how to plant there. They didn't have houses already built. And so when they got there, it was a really hard first year. Some people got sick. Some people didn't make it. Yeah, and so, but there were Native Americans who already lived there, and they knew how to plant, and they knew how to build dwellings in that area. And so there was a man who helped them. He taught them how to plant corn. They helped build houses. And in 1621, during the harvest, about this time during the year, they had their first harvest, when they brought in all the food that they'd grown, and they shared a meal together. They celebrated working together and the importance of that, and that's kind of what we gather to do on Thanksgiving. So, everybody has different Thanksgiving traditions. Some people have pecan pie, some people have pumpkin pie, some people have macaroni, some people don't. Most people have turkey, but there are all sorts of different Thanksgiving traditions. And one of my favorite ones is when everybody gets a plate, a little plate, and it's pretty empty, and it just has 5 kernels of corn on it. And it's supposed to remind us, you still get a plate of your regular Thanksgiving food, don't worry, but it's supposed to remind us of that first Thanksgiving where they didn't have a lot of food before that harvest, before they learned to work together. And then it reminds us of the people who live near us who don't have a lot of food either. And so you take each 5 corn kernels, easy for me to say, and while you eat dinner, you go around and you say thanks. And you name 5 things you're thankful for. And so today, I thought maybe you wouldn't be so excited to get regular corn. So I have bags of 5 pieces of candy corn for each one of you. Now, you can eat it today, but if you do, you're going to have to find 5 other things so that you can make sure that on Thanksgiving Day, you can say 5 things you're thankful for during the meal. So this is your corn to remind you to think of 5 things you're thankful for. And I was going to think of some things I'm thankful for, but I see Amar has her hand up. What do you want to share, Amar? Cranberry pie. That's awesome. That can be something you can be thankful for. And if I was going to share what I was thankful for, I might share that I was thankful that God loved me and that I had family and friends and a house to live in and on a day like today, warm clothes and a nice bed. Jonathan? They work with the pilgrims. That's right. And so each of you, after we say our prayer, can get your bag of corn. And that way you can make sure you think of 5 things you're thankful for to share with family on Thanksgiving. Let's put our hands together and we all repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for providing for all our needs and for loving us. We love you. Amen.